is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various different features that we have there for you completely free. So head on over to freetalklive.com. And joining you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And so of course, the TSA continues to be a hot topic. Hopefully, we'll be able to discuss some other things here. But, man, I mean, how can we ignore this? It is the biggest story, probably, at least that I can tell, in the media right now. And it's rare, or it has been rare up until the last 2 weeks on this show, that Free Talk Live would be in line necessarily with what the mainstream media is talking about. But in this case, well, we kind of started it with Meg getting harassed by the TSA last week.
There were a lot of voices previously. I just don't think that they had raised to the crescendo. And I don't know whether Meg was lucky, having been basically just before this. I can't remember the gentleman's first name, but Mr. Tyner.
John Tyner.
John Tyner, who I think really kicked this whole thing in its pants. Maybe it was the Meg thing. Maybe it was the John Tyner thing. Maybe it was the correlation between the two of them. I don't know, but it's really the internet's on fire about the TSA right now.
And then the children being groped also. There were stories about that as well. The 3-year-old.
Yeah, we haven't talked about that one yet. Is there video footage of that, or what happened with that?
I don't have that. That one.
Wayne, what have you heard on that?
I saw it. I just didn't have a chance to look into it in any detail. But yes, there's been multiple stories about children being touched inappropriately by the TSA as well.
Mm-hmm.
And just earlier this week, I have a friend who's an attorney who travels a lot, who is more left-leaning. I think he was a Kucinich supporter, and he told me he went through the advanced pat-down. He was mad. He was madder than hell. I've never heard him that mad before.
Hmm. Well, as I understand it, and I think it's probably an issue of sort of training, is this advanced pat-down, the TSA agents are, they know they're going to receive trouble, so they're just basically like, ignore it, deal with whatever you got to deal with, and pat these people down, and they're not telling people. And I think that's the biggest issue. I'm going to touch you in your special spot now or whatever. They're not saying it. And that's what people want, is they want a little warning because they're just getting grabbed.
Well, the other thing is that I'm surprised at how many people have heard about all the health risks associated with these naked body scanners. And a lot of people are opting out, and they're trying to make you feel like stupid for opting out. So they're saying it out loud, opt out over here. And to call attention to you, to kind of humiliate you, and then of course,
absolutely, that's what they want.
Then of course they go to the advanced pat down in front of a lot of people, from what I gather, and it's
for the purpose of humiliating.
Sure,
you.
Sure, it's slave training
and giving the others in line, giving them the suggestion that you don't want to do this, you just want to go through the machine, you don't want to have to go through this in front of everybody, just do as you're told.
Right.
So,
and by the way, they still pat you down even after you go through the machine, though, too.
No, really?
Yeah, I've heard multiple accounts of people saying they were patted down even after.
I didn't see that happening in the video with Meg, where there's people who are coming through the machine after, when they pull her aside. I don't recall seeing them patting them down, but that doesn't mean they don't do it, right?
Right.
Well, here's one of the big issues is consistency. You can do pretty much anything to the American public and the public at large as long as you do it consistently. And that's where the TSA has really just stepped on it. I mean, they are not consistent at all. I recently went through, and I got patted down after going through the X-ray machine. Normally, that's a secondary screen. They tell you, oh, we're going to touch you here. I'm going to touch you at the back of my hand, and blah, 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 blah. That's the secondary screen. This guy's it seemed to me he just patted me down for the heck of it.
Did you set off the machine?
No.
No? Okay.
I just walked through the metal detector. When have you ever been patted down for walking through without setting off?
I was patted down after I set off the machine, but you didn't set it off, so.
Right, it was just weird. Yeah. I mean, it's just like, I feel like touching this guy. He looks like he's got some nice pecs. It was a strange experience for me.
Toll free number here tonight if you want to share your thoughts on this or any issue, because this is Free Talk Live. It's not TSA Talk Live, even though it might seem like that over the past couple weeks. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Like I say, we can't ignore this. This is the, one of the biggest liberty issues that is happening right now, and it continues to get publicity. Mark, before the show tonight, you recorded an interview with James Babb and George Donnelly, who are becoming media superstars within the last week after being launching WeWon'tFly.com right on time, right when Meg happened to take her flight. WeWon'tFly.com also was launched, and it was perfect timing because Meg got all that media interview time, and then she mentioned WeWon'tFly.com more than once. That ended up getting published in various different places and on the radio, and of course, they teamed up with the National Opt-Out campaign, and I believe it was Steve Bierfeldt from the Campaign for Liberty who started the National Opt-Out Day, and we've actually had him on the show in the past before. At least he sent a press release out announcing that it was his thing. And so they all got together, and you know, George and Jim from WeWon'tFly.com got together with National Opt-Out Day, and they're promoting it heavily, getting major media interviews. MSNBC, I saw James Babb on there, and George Donnelly been on WFLA in Tampa, and all kinds
all
of places.
Over. I mean, he's got national and international attention.
Univision, didn't he do Univision in Spanish?
He was in a newspaper in Spain, a television show in Argentina. I mean, he's been really in Canada, all over the place. But, you know, the message that they're pushing, and I think it's a strong one, is that this isn't a choice between security and privacy. This is a choice between privacy and just the appearance of security. Mm-hmm. Because the fact is, many security experts, including, I believe, the head of Israeli, at least Tel Aviv,
yes,
security, have come out and said, well, you could get all kinds of explosives past this machine. This machine doesn't do anything for stopping explosives. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't stop explosives, what the heck is it for? Because we already had metal detectors, all right? I mean, you really got to ask yourself that. I suppose you, would it stop a plexiglass prison shiv? I guess, but I mean, do I need x-rays over a plexiglass prison shiv? Because I don't feel like I do. I don't feel like you could hijack a plane with one. I don't think that people would put up with it. So it's really an issue between the appearance of more security and privacy. And that's, you know, people are uneducated on the subject, and this is an opportunity to educate people about the health risks that are involved with this machine, the lies that have been told, and they're outright lies.
You've got something about that, right? Some sort of scientific exposition on what the lies are?
Yeah, I saw a report about 6 months ago by MIT showing how these scatter, whatever they call them, X-rays.
Backscatter machines.
Yeah, the backscatter machines actually cause the DNA to become unzipped in your body.
That's really scary.
It damages DNA. And a lot of people have heard about this thanks to the Internet. But what's really significant, I think, about this whole issue is that normally, you know, these stories circulate among the liberty community, so-called.
Mm-hmm.
But this time around, the liberty community and a lot of the mainstream community seem to be in unison in speaking out against this whole procedure.
Well, you know, the liberty community is right, typically, on most things that they, you know, the issues that they take on, because the liberty position, the position that you own yourself and you should be able to be free and live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm others. That's the right position. It's the logical and it's the moral position. And so it's just that what's different this time, Wayne, is that the liberty position is actually getting attention. And normally it's not even in the discussion. Normally, excepting Ron Paul, normally the liberty position is never on a talking head show. It's always somebody on the left versus somebody on the right, the left-right paradigm, which we know so well here on this program.
Highly controlled.
Right. Normally, you don't ever see anybody from, you know, the liberty mindset on a mainstream media. In this case, within the last week or so, ever since Meg and We Won't Fly hit last week, it's been the liberty community that has essentially been the centerpiece of this entire controversy. Now, it's expanding out here. Now, we've got John Tyner. I don't know what his belief systems are.
He seems to be, liberty-oriented from everything I've heard.
You've got Meg, who's one of our co-hosts. She's one of the bloggers at FreeKeen.com. Really principled lady. You've got George Donnelly and James Babb, both very principled, liberty-loving people. Penn Jillette now jumping into the fray.
But there's a lot of people that aren't, and you know, this is really the only way that the liberty community is going to get an issue through, is they have to get on board and explain things properly for the average person to get it. And the TSA's really just stepped
in. That's what I'm telling you, is they have come on and they have gotten a lot of media attention, and they've set the talking points and they've set the discussion, and they are the ones that are kind of setting the pace for for everything that's happening. So, and then what you're seeing now is other people kind of jumping on board. You know, the politicians are saying, we're going to do something about this. And maybe they will. I don't know. I don't get my hopes up when it comes to the politicians. And I know that I think Wayne or Mark, one of you guys, have something about the political angle on all this.
Oh, and by the way,
apparently we missed our break, so we're going into that right now.
Okay.
Daily lives, but many people don't know why fiber is so important in their diet. Fiber passes through your digestive tract and helps keep your bowel movements regular and removes intestinal waste. Now that's important. Fiber makes you feel full sooner and longer because it takes long to move through your digestive system, slowing the rate of digestion. But fiber also moves fat through your digestive system faster, so less fat is absorbed, which also helps support healthy weight control. Now, you must be wondering if there's a simple way to make sure you get enough fiber in your diet, and there is. Genesis Today has created a great-tasting juice that contains the acai berry. Now, that's a superfruit that naturally contains fiber, and it has B vitamins for metabolism, and it also contains omega fatty acids that support healthy weight control. It's called acai berry juice. It's from Genesis Today, and it tastes absolutely fantastic.
To learn more about living healthy, naturally, and acai berry juice, please visit genesistoday.com. Acai berry juice is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart, Sam's Club, and Super Target locations.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Okay, I want to address the skeptics listening to talk radio. You hear multiple commercials on products that make you feel better and help you lose weight, but you don't believe it. Companies come and go. Well, people, I understand. You really are desiring a product that works, but you're tired of getting burned with substandard quality, gimmicks, and 3 to 6 month get-involved contracts. Life Change Tea is different. I speak for Life Change Tea because I lost 25 pounds, lowered my blood pressure and blood sugar levels. I sleep well at night knowing Life Change Tea customers are receiving a real product that works, customer service, and customer satisfaction. So here's my spiel. Test us, try us, and receive results. And if you don't try us, that's okay. And if you do, you'll be a happy tea customer getting healthy. So order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. In my opinion, you won't be sorry.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on our site completely free, so do head there and enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. And to the phones, we go to Gail, listening in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Gail.
Hello there.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
A couple of things. I want to agree with Mark, absolutely. With this opting in for the scanning machine, that you're not going to get a pat-down, that is not true. And actually, if you look at the video with Meg, there's a woman... It goes through the hands up, and then he's cut it down. And
really?
You can see her being completely shocked, and she breaks out into a giggle, laughing, you know, trying to... You can see that she's completely freaked out about it. The other thing is, too, that there is a court ruling that you cannot refuse. Once you've gone into the airport, you have absolutely no right to refuse to be patted down. And I would like people to be aware of that. With the kind of fellow there being threatened with the $10,000 fine,
mm-hmm.
That's exactly true. I think he's fine. They could be fine, too, because they were escorted out.
Just to be clear, Dale, you're saying that if you enter the airport, you could be patted down, not if you go through the security area?
I'm not sure exactly where their jurisdiction starts. Let's just say... It is at the security part of the airport. You have no right to say, no, I'm not going to do this.
Yeah, that's what we learned yesterday or the day before that with the John Tyner situation, and that's what they told him. The reason why they were going to go after him with a civil lawsuit was because he was walking away from this. Even though they had escorted him out of the checkpoint, a man in a suit approached him and told him that, yeah, he needs to stay right there while they check him to make sure he doesn't have any bombs as he leaves the airport.
He's fine. He's going to be fine because they actually screwed up and let him go in their estimation, but I think they're going to change their tactics, and I think that they're going to not let you leave, and I would imagine at that point, you know, they could strip search you, they could arrest you, strip search you, according to them, if you're not wanting to go through it, then you must be a terrorist.
Yeah, they can do whatever they want to, we know that much.
Right. And
sounds like terrorism to me.
Okay. I agree completely.
Well, a $10,000 fine is, you know, something pretty heady.
Well, I wouldn't pay the fine. I mean, if they sent me a $10,000 fine, I'd either ignore it or send them a letter saying, yeah, show me my obligation, and I'll be happy to pay your fine, because there is no obligation. I don't have it, and
the fact is that I've heard that this is a sexual assault, and, the Penn Jillette's blog here, his experience, now he's a celebrity.
Where's he blogging at?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm just curious. Like to know these things.
This right in front of me.
Penn Jillette is a very liberty-oriented.
PennandTeller.com.
There you go.
He says that the cop backed him, that it was a sexual assault, and if he wanted to press charges, he could.
Wow.
So, I don't know.
How do your rights go away just because you step into an airport? Even if it's federal jurisdiction, isn't the Constitution a federal constitution? Or is this Nazi Germany we're stepping into?
Gail, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
The truth is, you only have the rights that you're willing to
stand up for.
Yeah, stand up for and try to protect.
Right, because rights don't really exist. They're just an idea. And it's a good idea.
Right.
And one that should be propagated and as you're pointing out, be stood up for, because otherwise they just go away. And that's what we're seeing here is with Meg and with John Tyner and with everybody else that's now standing up. It doesn't take a whole lot of people to start something. I mean, there really hasn't been more than a handful of folks over the last few weeks that have been involved in opting out or, you know, making a big deal about opting out and making an issue of the way they were treated by the TSA and taking it public. It's only taken
on
a handful.
Facebook. I mean, I think that's a huge way to get people's attention.
Yeah. So it's only taken a handful of people to kind of start what has really turned into a tidal wave of attention. I mean, if you look at the Drudge Report today, the TSA issue is essentially the entire top left of the site. I mean, it's just, it's huge. It's all over the place. The AP, you've got major mainstream media reporting on this. And in fact, the AP's done a report here that's got a very interesting quote from TSA's Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano. She says, "It's all about security. It's all about everybody recognizing their role." And I just find that creepy.
That's Orwellian.
Yeah, that's the word that I was going to use, but it's creepy as well. And it kind of gives you some idea of what they think about you, the government people, that is.
Yeah.
They believe you have a role, and your role is... And she
slave.
Doesn't say it. Right, she doesn't come out and say it, but your role is to do as we tell you to do. We, the government, tell you to do. You do whatever we say, and you are, as Wayne put it, our slave. You're our serf. You will
Shut up and listen and do what you're told.
Yeah, so why don't you just be quiet, slaves? Stop all of this uppity behavior and opting out and refusing and, you know, stop all making this stir. You need to recognize your role and shut up and shuffle through the line just like everybody else.
Right, when you're treated poorly, shut up and take it.
But the thing is, what she doesn't acknowledge, and she won't, is that your role is up to you. You get to choose what your role is.
It's supposed to be a free country, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not. But that doesn't mean you don't get to choose. That doesn't mean that you don't get to decide for yourself.
You're given false choices. Go through that naked body scanner and possibly be injured or be groped and be humiliated sexually.
Or maybe be injured. Who knows?
Yeah.
So you get to make the choice as far as what your role is. Is your role to be one of the sheep that just shuffles through the checkpoint and makes, doesn't make a stink? Yeah, there's a time and a place for that. I mean, you know, if you're in a rush and you need to get somewhere, I don't blame anybody for putting their head down and doing what they need to do.
There's always a time for a kilt, too.
Time for a kilt.
Yes. Well, if guys would go to utilitykilt.com, purchase a kilt like I've got, and go through like nature made you underneath there, mm-hmm. and they have to patch you down until they meet resistance, and their little blue gloved hands are going to be grabbing your jewels, and that's going to make a lot of those guys really uncomfortable.
There's a potential serious issue that was brought up about the gloved hands.
What's that?
That maybe they're not switching the gloves out.
Yeah, that's true. That's unsanitary.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And so keep that in mind.
Also, this whole body scanner thing is so rife with corruption with who's benefiting from the sale of these to the government, too.
Right. It's Michael Chertoff. And, in fact, that story...
Well, he's one of them. There's several, but he's the most prominent.
He's the one that people might have heard of before. He was the former Department of Homeland Security Secretary.
And allegedly put in the first order for them when he was still the Homeland Security Chief, and now he's the
now
head
he's
of the company.
For him. Right. So just another example of how government works and what they're really here for. They're not here to keep you safe. They're here to enrich their friends and to punish their enemies. And it's a perfect example. And it's
great. Can you imagine how wealthy the company is that's making those blue gloves? I mean, that federal contract right there.
Sweet.
That's a sweet
especially
federal contract.
Especially if somebody catches them on not switching out the gloves, then they demand that they actually have to switch them out for every single screening.
Yeah.
That's a lot of gloves to go through there. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. Do you know what your role is? Well, you get to decide, is what I say. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves or sit back and listen. It's up to you. It's Free Talk Live.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCM specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory, no reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver, but don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the shrine of female listeners there with the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of the program. Whether you're a lady listener or not, you can visit shrine.freetalklive.com.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There is a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds to your door at discounts as high as 70%. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com, click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. I've experienced it. They'll walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. I mean, you don't have to spend time going to the pharmacy. You'll get an expert helping you. It's meds.freetalklive.com. It doesn't matter what your prescription is. If it's a regular prescription, likely if this is, you know, a 5 days for some kind of pill or something like that, this won't work for you. But if you take a regular prescription, meds.freetalklive.com will save you money. You deserve to yourself just to try it out. Meds.freetalklive.com.
Let's continue with your phone calls. Travis listening in Presque Isle, Maine to WEGP. Hello, Travis.
How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just listened to you talk about the TSA thing. And
yes,
I had a stroke a couple of years ago. So I wear this electric orthosis on my leg. It fits just below my knee.
Mm-hmm.
It has flashing lights on it. And the other part of the orthosis fits inside my shoe. So my shoe has a sensor in it that actually shocks my leg when I walk. When I'm wearing shorts, obviously, it's very visible. When I wear pants, the metal detectors do not set this machine. This machine doesn't set metal detectors off. So I've been through airports all over the country and with no check whatsoever. The TSA basically isn't even doing their job.
So you've got a blinking box on your leg that runs with via a wire down your pant leg into
you
your
know,
shoe.
If they ever found that, they would freak out.
Yeah, they
what is this?
Like a blood pressure cuff. It's all wireless.
Okay.
There's a little sensor in my shoe. And then I have another blinking box in my pocket that's a remote control for it. Turn it on and off. So you can imagine when I am wearing shorts and they see all this stuff, how they react.
Mm. Yeah, they probably tase you and then ask questions. I mean, it just looks so crazy to them.
Do you have a doctor's note?
Actually, they told me when I got the device I would need a doctor's note. But I've been through all kinds of airports with no doctor's note. I just tell them the story on what happened. They do a little swab on my hand. It takes me an extra 5 minutes. That's it. I personally think it should take somebody with flashing lights on their leg and a sensor in their shoe more than 5 minutes to get through security. I'm not asking to be there delayed all day. And it's obvious that I have a medical issue when I have to walk without it.
So you're saying every single time you've walked through with pants on, with long pants, that it not once has it ever done anything to set them off?
Correct. They'll see the shoe as it goes through the, because you have to take your shoes off.
Mm-hmm.
You put that through a separate scanner, and they see the shoe, and they'll ask some weird question about, hey, what's with the thing in your shoe? And I'll tell them it's part of a medical device, and story's over. Have a good day.
Wow.
Thanks for sharing that tonight,
I'm just
Travis.
Stunned by that. I mean, so
are you
I
really?
Imagine they see all kinds of medical devices throughout the day, no doubt. But, does this just mean the terrorists need to set themselves up with medical devices? You just need a terrorist who has good limp.
Thanks, Travis, for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
I wonder if he has dark hair and a beard.
Yeah, well, that sure isn't going to help.
The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So National Opt-Out Day deserves, continued mentions. I think that the mainstream media still has the question as to whether or not it's going to materialize into anything. Is the National Opt-Out Day essentially just a bunch of talk on the Internet, or will it actually turn into something? And, Mark, you interviewed Jim Babb and George Donnelly from WeWon'tFly.com. That's going to appear as part of our podcast, tonight's podcast. You can download that later on tonight at freetalklive.com. But those guys have been getting press everywhere. They've been talking about the National Opt-Out Day. Meg is still getting some press as well. She was just on one of our affiliates, WSPD, in Toledo, Ohio. She was there today on their afternoon drive show with Brian Wilson, who is one of the folks that gets to post over at lewrockwell.com. So obviously it was a pretty friendly interview, and he was talking about linking up to wewon'tfly.com for the National Opt-Out Day, and it was just, the word is out, and the question will become, what will happen on the 24th.
Yeah, it's interesting to see. I will be very interested to see what will happen. How will people react? Will it do any good? But it's the internet is a flutter with this with talk of the TSA right now.
So, Zim, by the way, that's 1 week from today. So next, this coming Wednesday, that's when it's going down. Folks can go to wewon'tfly.com and click on November 24th, National Opt-Out Day, right there at the top. You can see a Google map of where some of the known locations are, where people are going to be doing things. And I know that Meg has created a National Opt-Out package that you can go and look at or order or something like that over at her website, libertyflare.com.
Right. You don't actually have to choose not to fly to go to wewon'tfly.com and participate in the opt-out day.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The opt-out day means that you're going to opt out of the scanner and take the pat down or, creative things. Just people, the suggestion is don't just stand by like a cow-eyed, mendicant and do whatever they tell you.
And the opt-out day is also intended to educate people. So even if you're not flying on that particular day, there will be protests and demonstrations and outreach opportunities
at
airports.
They've got pamphlets. They've got, I think they're going to
They did put the pamphlet up. That's good.
Yeah, they've got pamphlets. They're going to link to T-shirts, things like that, just stuff to use as educational tools.
So, again, your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231. But the politicians are coming to our rescue. Yeah, finally, right? I mean, we need them to help us. What is it that they're doing? Because, as usual, what you can expect from politicians is they will run out in front of a parade.
And then divert that parade off into some alley somewhere and have everybody beaten up.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Although Ron Paul just today introduced H.R. 6416, the American Traveler Dignity Act, and that subjects the TSA officials to all the same laws about sexual contact that all of us have to abide by. And it's good and everything, but what about the Fourth Amendment? Doesn't that apply anymore?
No, clearly it
apparently
doesn't.
Needs a little backed up with real laws.
Well, don't forget, Wayne, the Fourth Amendment does say reasonable or unreasonable, rather, searches and seizures. And so every search is reasonable when it comes to the government. So whenever they want to search you, they can. It's,
never
it's
seen
totally
an unreasonable
legal.
Search in their mind.
According to the Washington Examiner, this is going to give you a rundown of at least one of the things that is on the table for the political folks. The Republicans are jumping ahead on this one, and boy, they love freedom now, apparently. Did you know the nation's airports aren't required to have TSA screeners checking passengers at security checkpoints? Well, if you listened last night, you knew that already. But the 2001 law creating the TSA gave airports the right to opt out of the TSA program in favor of private screeners after a two-year period. Now, with the TSA engulfed in controversy and hated by millions of weary and sometimes humiliated travelers, Representative John Mica, the Republican who will soon be the chairman of the House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure, is reminding airports they have a choice. Mica, who I believe is, if I'm recalling correctly, is one of the worst drug warriors out there. I think that might be who he is. Is one of the original authors of the TSA bill, and he has written to the heads of more than 150 airports nationwide suggesting they opt out of TSA screening. See, he's seen the light. He was the man.
No. That's not what he's saying at all. He's saying that this was never what we intended.
Exactly. In fact, that's his next quote. When the TSA was established, it was never envisioned that it would become a huge, unwieldy bureaucracy, which was soon to grow to 67,000 employees.
So I'd like to ask people this question. When they imagine that somehow they've got this idea that they want the government to implement, whatever that idea is and whatever arena it's in, I have this idea that would make the world a better place if the government would just implement it. The guy who wrote the legislation just said that this has grown beyond what he ever imagined.
That's his claim.
I don't know whether I believe him or not believe him. I don't really care. All I can believe is what he says right here.
Yeah.
And his claim is that he wrote the legislation and has grown beyond what he could imagine. Now, you just suggest the legislation to somebody who will write it. What do you think's going to happen?
Well, let's come back and talk more about the idea of bureaucracy and why it grows. And the idea that this politician, who's been a long-term politician, I had no idea this was going to happen. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of these airwaves by dialing in toll-free and bringing up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. The TSA is still hot on a lot of people's minds out there, but you can, of course, take the conversation in any direction you'd like. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And we'd like to invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. And if you like this show and you like the fact that we give you the website for free, well, maybe you want to voluntarily support us by becoming an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal. Alternative options are available as well. And $3 a month, we take that in, we reinvest it into the show. We get on more radio stations around the country and bring more internet listeners on board, so more people can discover the ideas of freedom, so more people can decide to stand up and say, no more of this. I've had enough of this Orwellian police state of being told what to do and how to live. I'm tired of it. And I'm willing to stand up and say no more and actually do more than that and stop obeying these criminals, encouraging more people to do this. Because all it seems to take is just a handful of people to stand up and stand up for freedom, and then other people all of a sudden find it within themselves to jump on board. It just takes
right.
a few.
You can imagine how frustrating this is. It has been throughout the years for people to stand in these TSA lines, you know, just getting their water bottles thrown away for no good reason mm-hmm. and their
shampoo.
Yeah, the shampoos and their files taken away. Oh, sorry, this toothpaste looks dangerous, you know, that this kind of nonsense that people have dealt with. And now they take it one step further with these enhanced screenings that are appear to be sort of arbitrary and random. People are getting their private parts touched, and they don't want that for themselves, they don't want that for their kids, and they don't want it for their parents.
So help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations and more internet connections by going to amp.freetalklive.com, getting signed up there, and again, $3 a month, that's all we're asking for, and it's amp.freetalklive.com.
So how does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event's what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, much, much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011, but you need to reserve your berth now. They are as low as $535 double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com.
Is that point of information? Is that $535 per person per cabin or just per cabin?
That's per person, and then there's two people per cabin. That's what double occupancy means.
Meaning so if you've got two people going, it would be a grand or so.
It doesn't exactly work. Yes, it would be a grand for two people to go. But it doesn't exactly work that way. So if you were to put a cot in your room, for instance, that would be three people, but the room wouldn't be the same price because I guess they include, you know, food and stuff.
Yeah, because that's really where a lot of that money is going to. It's going to, you know, pay the people that are serving you throughout the cruise. I just saw Dale post to his Facebook today, and it sounded like he thought that he could split that cost amongst multiple people, and it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I don't believe that it does. It's but you know, when you get more information at cruise.freetalklive.com.
You know, I almost feel sorry for the customs people that are going to have to deal with that cruise.
You know,
I feel sorry for them.
Don't get patted down in the same way, but yeah, it probably won't be great for them.
No. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So they're going to save you. The politicians, they have decided that this is an important issue. They, of course, are politicians, and so they stick their finger, you know, wet their finger, stick it up in the air, figure out which way the political winds are blowing, and then they run out in front of the parade, and they act like, well, I've been here the whole time. I've always thought the TSA was, bad TSA. What was I thinking when I was the one that sponsored this bill? John Micah, a Republican, I think is that guy from Florida? I don't know.
Yes.
Anyway, he's coming out now saying that, well, when the TSA was established, and he was one of the authors of the original bill, it was never envisioned that it would become a huge, unwieldy bureaucracy, which was soon to grow to more than 67,000 employees. As the TSA has grown larger, more impersonal, and administratively top-heavy, I believe it is important that airports across the country consider utilizing the opt-out provision provided by law. So, never did anyone know. How would the politicians have known the TSA would have done this? Well, maybe if they'd actually paid attention to every single bureaucracy and government program that has ever been created. You mean John Micah has been in Washington, D.C. for however the hell long he's been there? And I know it's been probably at least a decade, if
way
not more
too
than
long.
That. Yeah, this guy has been in Washington, D.C. Expect me to believe you've been in Washington, D.C. for that long, and you've been writing all these laws and creating all these programs and increasing the size of government, and you expect me to believe that, whoa, we didn't know this was going to happen. We figured we'd just make a little bureaucracy and just have a few folks, and, you know, they'd come up with some rules, and then that'd be it.
Well, I think you've got to be kidding. People safe, though.
You have got to be kidding.
Well, I don't know whether I don't know what the guy thought. I'm not going to propose to know. You know, the TSA has grown into an unwieldy beast.
So the salaries of the employees,
and agreed. But that was he's claiming that was the Democrats that wanted that. The Republicans just wanted to make it a private organization. That they
want it that bad. They were in charge for 6 years.
Yeah, they were in charge at the time.
Right.
You know, but the Democrats made us.
Yeah.
So that part I don't believe, but I do think. Yeah, you know, who knows what they were thinking? Surely they didn't expect it to grow like this. The TSA truly does make its own rules.
You really believe this guy?
I don't know.
It's nonsense. Every government program follows the same pattern. They create the program, and then it gets bigger, and it never stops expanding.
So many people believe that the government should come up with a solution to laws, right? Now, I agree that this guy's a politician. He's a little closer. But all these people have had all the same experience all throughout their lives. Every time the government tries to solve a problem, it creates five more. So you would think that, I mean, by this logic, you would be able to hold everyone to this standard.
Hold everyone to what standard?
The standard you're holding the politician to, which is that you do not believe his statement.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can't hold everybody to that standard because most people don't pay attention to the government. They don't really think much about what the government does until it gets involved in their lives, and then it's a problem. But until then, they try to stay away from it. This man is embroiled in government. This man is his career. This is his life. And he expects me to believe that as a supposedly small government Republican, he didn't know. How could he have guessed this would have happened? Well, anyway, I guess he's proposing to these airports that they opt out of the TSA. And on that point, I agree with him. That'd be great for more airports to go ahead and opt out of the TSA. I don't know what that means for them.
Well, he took a brave stand. He sent 150 letters to 150 airport chiefs of airports and said, hey, I recommend you opt out. This is the guy who wrote...
It's not brave, Mark. When the politician sees that there's a massive level of support for an issue out there, it's not brave when a politician steps up and says, I say this! in support of this situation.
I think we know that it's bureaucrats in charge of these airports. And I think we know that the bureaucrats could give a flying flip at a rolling donut what you have to say. They do, however, care what this senator has to say.
So, yeah, but don't call him brave for doing this. He's not brave. He's
fine.
Just doing what politicians do.
Fine. I hate him as much as you do.
Well, I don't hate him.
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
he's grandstanding
really close.
Because the public is upset about it. Now he wants to be grandstanding.
He's leading.
Look at the hero. He wants exactly.
So
I'm glad he did it,
unimpressed.
And I think I am impressed. I'm very impressed that this guy would go back to legislation that he sponsored.
Wants to get reelected. That's all. That's all he wants.
Look, man, did you see the CBS poll that came out today that said 80% of Americans support the new security measures?
No, 80%. Was that scientific
poll?
That
means this politician has put his career on the line.
You know,
I suppose you could call that brave if you feel like it.
But those surveys tend to be
agreed.
Agreed.
Absolutely. They didn't ask the survey in the way that I asked the survey. However, 80% of the doe-eyed sheeple that they asked this to said, yes, I support the new security measures. Mm. That means that no politician worth his salt should get out in front of this parade.
Well, maybe you're right about that. 800-259-9231. I haven't seen the poll, so I don't really know if it was scientific or if it was just like an internet poll or what.
Poll. I believe it was a calling poll.
Yeah, who knows what the
right.
wording of the question
exactly.
was. So, you know, give me more information, Mark, on that, and maybe I'd agree with you that this politician actually did something worthwhile. But, you know, I'll give him a little bit of credit for going out and taking the time to encourage these airports to opt out. That much I agree on. Let's go to your thoughts and your calls. Tony's in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tony.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to be traveling for Christmas with my family. I got a 5-year-old and a 4-year-old daughter, 2 daughters. And, I mean, I'm totally against all this stuff, you know, but, I mean, I don't want to opt out. I don't want to get my crotch, you know, groped by these people.
Sure.
You know, so I feel like I have to just pick between the lesser of two evils.
I think that this is what it is for every American, but remember that, you know, when you're dealing with this is an X-ray, and it has, you know, has certain health effects. Likely it won't be that big of a deal. You probably don't take that many flights, but, you know, there could be somebody in your family that has just that funny little chromosome issue, and it could be bad for them. These X-rays, they're not like a regular X-ray in that they don't go all the way through your body. They just concentrate their X-rays on your skin. So, you know, there's a risk to it. I'm not saying it's great, but it's there.
I agree, versus being molested, I suppose.
Yeah, the molestation is a certainty.
Yeah. Tony, thanks for the thoughts and the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Hour number 2 is next. You can take control of the airwaves. Plus, coming up, the details from Carlos Miller over at Photography is Not a Crime about this new Southern Poverty Law Center video trying to educate the police on how to deal with you when you stick a camera in their face. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.